Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has rejected calls for a royal commission into state construction projects after more alarming details emerged of corruption within the CFMEU.
Anyone who has these claims, who has claims to have evidence, should be putting it immediately to Victoria Police. A call for a royal commission is a call not for immediate action, it is a call for delayed action.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan speaking yesterday. Nine newspapers and the Nine Network's 60 Minutes program report that CFMEU officials appointed criminals to major roles within the so-called big build firms, and that the state government knew the union's takeover of construction sites was driving up labour costs and seeing blowouts. The Prime Minister was also asked about these latest revelations on 7:30 last night.
I was leader of the Labor Party for a matter of weeks. In my first month as leader, I expelled John Secker from the Labor Party. He took us to court and we won that legal action. We have put the CFMEU into administration, something that was not done by the former government.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese there. So both the Prime Minister and Victorian Premier defending the actions they've taken thus far. Barrister Geoffrey Watson SC delivered the Rotting from the Top report into the Victorian branch of the CFMEU to the union's administrators in February. He joins us on the program. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Bill.
What do you make of this latest reporting into the CFMEU's conduct? Does it suggest that anything has changed since your report to the administrator?
Well, actually, it confirms it's continuing. There are records, which I've seen, which would suggest that the same payments are being made at the same sort of rate to the same sort of people, external fixers in the industry. And so it's a concern. It's still going on.
You estimated that corruption's cost taxpayers around $15 billion. Do you think that figure could be higher now?
I'm not sure of the figure. In the report, I actually said, look, I'm doing my best with few powers and few resources, but I come up with numbers like this and I gave a basis for it, but I said that they were rough and ready. What I'm really calling for is a properly empowered, properly resourced body, such as the Royal Commission, to look into it, dig into it. I think that those numbers are not wrong, especially if you take into account the broader effect of corruption on a community. For example, the fact that only bad contractors are winning the work and are bloating their tenders, et cetera, et cetera. It knocks on, Mel.
We heard from the Victorian Premier saying, look, royal commissions, they take a long time. We need action before then. Doesn't think that's the right way to proceed. We have had royal commissions into the building industry in the past, several of them. Why are you convinced that a royal commission is the right way to approach this?
Well, for starters, this isn't in the building industry. This is really it's a criminal investigation. It's about how organised crime has infiltrated and really wrecked a major part of the economy. It happens to be the building industry, but it's not like the other inquiries. It's into crime. Now, why do I think we need it? It's because the police, and they've made a statement today, they don't have the relevant powers. They've been doing a great job, but they don't have the relevant powers to investigate. For example, you need the power to compel people to come out to give evidence. You need the power, at least temporarily, to override privileges, which are otherwise well recognised in the criminal sphere.
You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast, where Geoffrey Watson SC is my guest as we talk about him and many others calling for a royal commission into the Victorian CFMEU branch. We've got long-running and new corruption allegations. We've seen the construction arm of the CFMEU be put into administration. Do you think the CFMEU should be deregistered? We saw that happen
no,
with
the...
No, you don't think that would be assist?
No. Yeah, we saw it happen with the BLF and it didn't
in the
work.
80s, what, yeah.
What you do is you force the bad elements of the union to go out and unite in something which is sometimes called a red union. That is, one which places itself outside the regulatory authorities. Now, you don't want that. It's counterproductive. We learned that from the BLF experience. But anyway.
Do you think the federal government should be withholding federal funding from Victorian projects while these allegations are untested or uninvestigated to this level? The opposition certainly suggests that the federal government could find itself complicit in funding corrupt behaviour if it continues to fund projects like the Suburban Rail Loop. What do you make of the idea of holding back funding while this is investigated?
It's silly. It's counterproductive again. You want the projects, now that they've started, to get on and get finished. What you want to do is do it in a way in which those who are corrupting it are exposed, caught out, and hopefully prosecuted. But if you see it, as I heard suggested yesterday by somebody, that their site should be shut down, well, all you're going to do is enable the people to be paid for not working. You're going to drive a whole lot of innocent contractors out of business. No, that's just not an answer. You've got, and this is part of the problem when you start these big projects, but you've got to go on to the finish line. Now, that's also something which means that corrupt people take advantage of that. But nevertheless, we're here now. Let's do the job.
So that was the Deputy Liberal Leader, federally, Jane Hume, who was suggesting that on Radio National Breakfast yesterday, that work stop at construction sites. You think this corruption element can be tackled and the works can continue at the same time? You think you can walk and chew gum can be done here?
Yeah, well, that's the best you can do now. Just bear in mind what Senator Hume had suggested would also mean if you're going to stop work on all CFMEU link sites, it'll mean that all the work stops on the school around the corner, on the new hospital. So you can't do that. That's just wrong.
We are coming up to the news. Geoffrey Watson SE, thank you very much for speaking to us on Radio National Breakfast.
My pleasure.